I'm Antonio Centeno, the founder of Real Men Real Style. Today, I'm going to be talking about lined jackets versus unlined jackets. Okay, if you haven't already, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. By doing that, these videos will come right to you. In addition, if you like this, if you find it useful, I would appreciate it if you would like the video down below. And if you want to learn more about men's style, I've got two great options for you. If you haven't already, I've got the free ebook at 47 pages. Get emails every single day, people telling me they love it. It's great. And if you want more, I've got a 600 page, 400 image, 14 hour audio, basically course that you can grab right down below. In addition, I've got the style system. It's still coming, but I've got a group of men already right now starting. We're starting on the 23rd of this month. Really excited about that. And you're going to see it be offered again in August. I mention these things, guys, simply because I know there are so many of you all wanting to take action, but you find for some reason or another, things are getting in your way, life in general. And I'm hoping that by providing these courses, that when you basically put a little bit of your resources down, all of a sudden you're forced to take action. So that's one of the reasons it's out there. Okay, so I have some visuals today. Yeah, I'm going to show you guys. Basically, this is a lined jacket. So from the outside, can't really tell. This is a classic navy. It's got a little bit of a unique weave to it. One of my first custom pieces here. And then the inside of it, we can see that this is fully lined. So most jackets that you see out there are going to be fully lined. This one is actually handmade, or that the lining has been inserted by hand, so I can see that. I can look at the sewing here. I can see the stitching. All right, so nothing super exciting. I mean, a little bit of a contrast, a little bit of a color there, but this is something you would see on typically most jackets out there. Now, line jackets are great, and let me tell you why. Durability, number one. So a line jacket is basically putting a layer of material, usually Bemberg, some higher end ones. Some people ask for silk, but I don't think silk is as good as Bemberg. Bemberg is actually it's made from they take wood pulp and they turn it into a fiber, which then they sew. But it's been around for over 75 years. Came out of Germany. Amazing material. The best craftsmen in the world use this stuff. And that's what you want, because it's very breathable. It's more breathable than silk, more durable. And it's just going to help your jacket last longer. So if you wear your jacket a lot, you want to have a lining. In addition, lining is going to help keep the jacket a bit warmer. So if you live in a cold weather area or you get all four seasons, having a lined jacket for at least three of the seasons is not bad. I mean, it works out perfectly, and it's going to allow the jacket to maintain and to keep your warmth in. It's also more common, so therefore, it's going to be generally less expensive. There's just more machines, more factories are making jackets like this, so you're going to have a wider variety. It's going to be something that, yeah, there's just more of them out there, so therefore, the price is, you're going to be able to find better deals. It also allows you to cover up shoddy work. So sometimes you can have a great jacket on the outside and it'll fit well. On the inside, if we were to cut it open, it's not going to look great. So by having a lining inside the jacket, you're never going to see that shoddy work on the inside. Some people may say that's a disadvantage. You know, it depends on what, you know, if you never know it's there, the jacket feels and looks great, I'm going to say, you know, go for it. You know, sometimes tailors get a little bit lazy on the inside and they don't make it look perfect. That's perfectly fine as long as it on the outside you feel great and it works and it functions. The other thing is adjustments. So an unlined jacket isn't usually going to have that much room for adjustments. A lined jacket, is going to have a lot more room usually. Depends on the company, the manufacturer. Some manufacturers are really skimping on the amount of material they leave in there. And I'll show you guys in an unlined jacket how much and where they usually pull the material for the adjustment, like in the back or on the sides. So usually line jackets have a bit more material in there because they can leave it and no one's going to see it. So let's go ahead and talk about unlined jackets. So we've got, how many types? I'll talk about three types. People just in general, we say unlined jackets, but there's actually half-lined, quarter-lined, and skeleton-lined jackets. So what do I mean by that? Well, basically, half-lined, I don't really have an example here, but the big difference with the, or the big thing with the half-lined is it's going to go about halfway down the back. And you'll normally see this on something like a seersucker suit. So you walk in, most seersucker suits are going to be half-lined. That's probably one of the best examples. Walk into a nice place like Brooks Brothers, Paul Stewart. These places are going to carry seersucker. Look at one of those jackets. That jacket's normally going to be half lined, and that's exactly where the lining goes, about halfway down the back, and the front is fully lined as well. So that's not truly half lined, but that's what we call the quarter lined. This is how I make most of my jackets. Now, just to let you know, for a client, I'm not going to make his first jacket unlined. The reason being is the adjustment issue I was talking about. Because if I need to adjust the jacket, I want to have room to do it. I want to be able to get in on the insides and perhaps make a mess if we need to make some major adjustments. I can't do that with an unlined jacket, because an unlined jacket basically is showing the world what is on the inside of the jacket. So here you can see, and this one's great because it's got a nice contrast. One of my favorite jackets. You guys have probably seen this on me. So I'll talk about this one mostly. You can see that this is a quarter line jacket. The entire back is exposed to the fabric, so you can't see through it, but this is a hop sack fabric, and I really like it because it's very breathable. I have this jacket specifically made for me when I travel down to Austin, Texas in the heat, because this hop sack is very breathable, and with it being half lined, all of a sudden it allows air to move on and off my back, so I can wear a linen shirt underneath, and it feels great. It actually feels pretty cool. It keeps the sun off my back. That does a great job here. But you'll notice with, I was talking about the adjustments, how much material we have. So right here, you can see that if I can only open this jacket up about an inch before I pretty much run out of fabric, maybe an inch and a half in certain areas. But see how this is finished? It looks beautiful. That's because the inside of an unlined jacket is exposed. And that's one of the reasons that these are typically more expensive, is that the tailor has to not only make the outside, the whole thing that everyone sees, look great, but he also has to work on the inside of the jacket. So it's like doing a double job, and it's a lot of excess work. Now, you have to have lining in certain areas, or you have to have some, you don't have to actually have the lining, you can actually use the outside material on the inside as well. But with a jacket like this, we're always gonna still cover up the shoulder pads. These shoulder pads, I'm not gonna zoom in on here, but you also wanna, the front canvassing in the front needs to be covered. So that's why we've got the lining right there in the front. You also, because I use, I use patch pockets on this jacket, but if I used welt pockets, which basically go into the material, that's another reason you need to have a lining on the front so that they cover up all the work on the pockets. Now I'm going to show you guys a skeleton jacket here in a second, but yeah, so what other points? Really, why do people get unlined jackets? Well, besides the beauty, and it's basically a work of art, is it's cooler. And I just mentioned I had this one made for me when I go down to Austin, Texas. A lot of guys complain, oh, I can't wear a jacket, it's incredibly hot. Well, if you've ever been to the Middle East, last time I checked, and I've been to the Persian Gulf a couple times, and every time, I'm in Dubai or, these areas, those guys are wearing a lot more clothing. And I can tell you, they're a lot cooler than the guy walking around in a t-shirt and shorts, because they don't have, basically they are covering their skin from exposure to the sun and some of the elements. And they're actually much cooler. They're using the right fabrics. They're using the right weaves. And that's what you do with an unlined jacket. So, I promised you guys a skeleton jacket. And this is what this is actually probably one of my favorite jackets. You see this in a lot of videos. This is the jacket with the pocket, breast pocket on the right-hand side. So we can look at the inside here in this skeleton jacket. Sorry, not too much of a contrast here. But what you can see is that I've used the same lining that was on the outside as on the inside. And so this is a skeleton jacket. In addition, the lining, the amount I used on here is very, very minimum. So the back, again, is totally unlined. I would have to say that this weave is not as porous as the hop sack, but it's still a very lightweight tropical wool. So air can move through this pretty easily. But this jacket, I really just wanted it, yeah, again, I was traveling down south. I wanted something that was a bit more formal. On the other hand, would be breathable, wouldn't be very hot. But again, in this one, you can see there's almost no contrast, but I did use the same material that we used on the outside, on the inside. Now, I did talk about durability. I can tell you this jacket I've actually caught a couple times, and I've got to go in and do a little bit of repair. There's a few little tears basically where things have been caught. And that's where having a line jacket, if you wear your jacket every single day, and again, it gets pretty cool where you're at, you're probably going to want to go with a line jacket simply because it's going to require less maintenance, less minor repairs. Again, this doesn't happen very often with the unlined jackets, but that's durability is a huge issue. Once you start wearing that jacket a lot, you start getting stains, you can actually have a lined jacket, have the entire lining replaced. Yes, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but it's a lot less expensive than having an entire jacket built. The problem with the unlined jacket is, yeah, if I tear anything in the back area, I basically tear through the jacket, and that's a much more costly fix. Okay, guys, so there isn't a right or wrong choice when going with lined or unlined jackets. It really depends on your need. So determine what that is and make a good decision for yourself. If you've got more questions about men's style, go to mensstyleqa.com. You know that's where I'm answering most people's questions. YouTube, well, the comments, I love hearing from you guys, but the comments down there are broke and I don't see half the comments. So would love to see you over at mensstyleqa.com. Take care. I'll see you guys in the next video. Bye-bye.